Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Always have to do that. Yeah. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the after show for 90 Day Fiancé, Before the 90 Days. I'm your host, Alex Bowers. We have Stacey Oliva.
Hi, guys.
Linda and Twee.
Hi.
Linda has all the tea, okay, as she does every week. And Ashley Bowden.
Hey.
And Ashley's going to be giving some fan shout outs later on. I know we can't do live, but I know eventually you'll be able to shout people out in the comments, even if you have to go back in the comments. And just thank you guys for tuning in, especially during quarantine. We're not in studio. Y'all are the real ones. So, ladies, what were your overall thoughts on this episode?
I mean, seeing the whole Lana thing come to life, I knew we already know it, but it's still shocking. And shocking with Varya. I'm like shocked the whole episode. Mm-hmm. I didn't see this thing going like that. It was crazy.
Yeah, I agree with you, Stacey. Shocking would be the way to describe this episode. Varya threw me for a loop. I was not expecting those actions, and I can't wait to talk about her more.
All I want to say is that anyone that knows me knows I love you, and you can be my family, you can be my friend, you can be whoever, but you're not showing up at my house unannounced. I don't care if you live across the street, down the road, across the country, you're going to be left outstanding, and I don't appreciate that. So shocking is one thing, but like, there's some etiquette that was just not, like, you're not traveling across the world and not letting me know that you're trying to show up at my house. Do you know what I mean? Like, right. That just messes with, like, my Canadian etiquette. Like, I want to have a place for you. I want my place to be clean. I want to have, like, fresh linens and stuff. You're not just knocking on my door thinking that you're going to spend one night, but we'll talk about it.
And we're going to get into it fairly soon, because that's the first couple we'll talk about. But before then, I want to let you guys know that Linda has a lot of tea with Joffrey in his own tell-all, but you have to stay tuned to find out what that's all about. But yeah, let's go ahead and jump into Joffrey and Varya. So basically, she feels like she made a mistake. I just want to know, ladies, do you think that she's just doing this because she doesn't want to be alone, or like that's the kind of vibe that I'm getting, or what do you guys think?
I think 100%, because when you break up with someone, a lot of people go through this. It's like, oh, maybe I should have stayed with them. I don't want to be alone. It's like the transition from being in a relationship for such a long amount of time to being single is extremely hard, because it's like a death. Like, the person's gone. You're not talking to them anymore. You're not seeing them. So I feel like she's just being, in a weird way, selfish, because she's like, oh, well, he said no, but I'm going to change his mind. And I think Joffrey, he wants someone that's going to go along on his timetable of what he exactly wants. But I'm Team Mary.
Interesting.
Okay. I think that Varya had no business showing up at his place unannounced. I do think that she probably realized that this was the closest that she was coming to her American dream. And she probably didn't realize that she was getting her tourist visa, and she got it. So she wanted to make use of it. And even with like her whole talk about getting there and just like her verbal dialogue that was out loud, but you know that she was having it in her head, that this is her first time to America, and and that was her end goal. And Joffrey not responding to her, think about anything that you want it, and then you're like, oh, I got it, whatever. But then it's gone. You want it even more. And I thought that's the vibe I got from her. Like, she's texting over and over and he's not responding. She's going to be like, hey, I'm going to show up. I'm going to look the most beautiful I've ever looked. And he's going to take me back and he's going to propose again. And I'll get my American dream. That's the vibe I got from her.
Actually, yeah. I want to know what you think about... Oh, finish what you're saying.
No, go ahead.
Okay, I want to know what you think about him being with Mary. Because what I see is he always knew that she would be there as the backup. But how are you... What do you think about that whole situation?
Okay, so Ashley, I want to get your opinion because I know you and I talked about this a little bit on our news and gossip last week. So first of all, what are your opinion? What's your opinion of Ashley showing up unannounced? And I keep saying unannounced because it was really unannounced.
So yeah, Varya showing up unannounced. She definitely set herself up for failure. And it is a big no-no. You don't show up to anybody's house unannounced, especially a man, for reasons like this. He could have a woman there and you're going to create an issue. You're going to, you know, there's going to be an issue. There's going to be tension. And furthermore, he's not responding to your text messages. You know, he's not being responsive to you at all. So just let it go. You did make a decision. You said not right now to his engagement proposal or his marriage proposal. And you kind of just have to sit with it with your big girl panties on and deal with the consequences. Not even consequences, because she didn't do anything wrong, but deal with what comes after telling him no, rejecting him. So I think she just had a problem with dealing with the reality of what came after that. As far as Mary being at the house, I've always been team Mary. I felt like Mary was the woman that he needed to be with. I don't so much look at it like she's the rebound. I just think that he's looking here, there, and everywhere when his blessing is in front of his face. With his background and his personality type, I think there's a special woman to deal with that. It's not Varya or anybody else. I think Mary's the one that's equipped to deal with his baggage. And he had to go through some things to realize that. So I don't look at it so much like a rebound situation.
Okay, even though she was waiting.
So here's what I think. Here's what I think. I think that because Ashley, you and I have talked about this extensively on our news and gossip. I do think you're right. I do think that Mary is the one for him because she knows his extensive criminal background and she's been with him day one. Now, he, in this episode, tried to be like, oh, we weren't on the same page at the same time, all this stuff. I don't think it's that. I think that he thought he could get better than what he thought she was offering him. And now he's back and realizing that, hey, you know what? I'm going to have my plan B in my pocket and I'm going to go with plan B. And plan B was Mary. Plan B has always been Mary. He wanted plan A. He tried plan A with various different people and it didn't work. So that's why he talked about, you know, he didn't say about love and soulmate. He talked about life partner versus lifelong friends. That's what he said. And I think that he's realizing that he's gotten older and maybe he doesn't have like the drop dead love for Mary, but she's been his ride or die and plan B the whole time. That's what I think.
But what happens when it doesn't work out? The friendship is just over. They're just taking that chance.
Yeah, that's the risk you take. That's the risk you take.
And it's not like they're 21. Like, right. And like, I think like it's actually a smart thing for him to be with her because the friendship is there and that's the foundation of any relationship. But a lot of men, well, not just men and women, they want to go in straight to the romance and everything, but those don't last. The infatuation and all that fades like within time. So the friendship he's had all along, I think this is going to, you kind of grow in love with the person. It's just not, oh, I'm in love with you instantly. Like you have to get to know a person and they love each other. It's just, I don't know. Maybe he wants, the young, I don't know if Varya is younger than her, but the younger, more the girl from the other country.
Here's the thing. Mary knows.
It's not smart. He's not playing smart. If when he was.
But I do think he's playing smart because Mary knows his extensive criminal background.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Being with her is smart. It's smart. Being with Mary is smart. Being with Varya was not very smart.
Right. Agreed.
Is Mary going to pop off next week?
Yes.
as she should.
Papa. I was like, oh my gosh, we need this tea right now. Mary's like, what are you doing here?
Can I just say though?
I wanted to see Mary kind of step back and let him check Varya. Like, Mary, you don't get in the fight. You step back and you let Jeffrey check her. You don't need to fight his battles for him. That's his battle that he needs to fight. He needs to take up for you and himself and your relationship at this point.
It looks like he gave her a peck.
Yeah, on the
she kissed him.
Listen.
Okay, I'm going to say this. He's still in love with her, guys. He's still in love with her, and he did kiss her back, even though she kissed him first. He kissed her back. And when the fight started popping off with this ending, and we'll see what happens next week, first and foremost, I think he's going to enjoy two women fighting over him. So that's why he's like going to step back, and he's not going to jump in on Mary's behalf. But I will say this. You can't mess with the Russian girls. Like, I have a few Russian girlfriends from back home, and they don't play. So you can be in Knoxville, Tennessee, and you guys can hit us up in the comments. You might be a scrapper, but these Russian girls don't play. That's what I think.
So you think Varya's gonna put hands on Mary?
I think that if it comes down to that, and I had to put $50 on it, my $50 is on Varya. That's what I'm saying.
You guys, she came with her suitcases rolling through that driveway solo. Like, come on.
When she was rolling those suitcases, I was like, baby girl, do not let him see those suitcases.
That's embarrassing.
Get in the door first. But then she saw Mary, like, I'm not going to get in here.
I don't believe it. I actually think that he's going to let her stay.
No.
That's his plan A. That's his plan A. I mean, we'll talk about it in news and gossip, but if he had a choice, he would go with Varya.
Let me just say this. This is the last thing I'll say on this. If he does allow Varya to stay, I would then say, Mary, you need to walk away because he's blatantly disrespecting you.
1,000%.
It's one thing to kind of wait, you know, I don't want to say wait your turn because it sounds so bad. But it's one thing to kind of wait and see what happens between him and Varya, which she did. She graciously waited, gave him good advice, was a good friend to him. Now, fast forward, they're trying to see what can happen in a romantic dynamic between the two. But if he decides to disrespect her and allow Varya to stay there, she needs to walk away. And I will cut the friendship off as well. Because at that point, you have no respect for me.
All right, ladies, we're going to move on to Darcy and Tom. We got to move on to Darcy and Tom.
We can talk about them all day.
All day long. So with this couple, it was pretty quick. Well, they're not a couple anymore. So with these two individuals, it was pretty quick. What were your thoughts on Tom just saying, you know, he's basically about to go be with his new girlfriend. Do you feel like he's still stuck on her, or he was just trying to do that to make go back to Darcy and make himself feel better? What were your thoughts on that whole situation?
I think it was an image thing. I think he apologized because his image was ruined in that moment. And look at the fans, they're coming at him online. Yeah. So I think he just wanted to fix things because he knew, oh shoot, I did that. It's gonna make me look bad. People aren't gonna like me. They're gonna bash me.
But he doesn't want to be with her.
No, I don't think so at all.
Yeah, I don't think he wants anything to do with Darcy. And I don't think Darcy wants anything to do with him, and she shouldn't. I just think it's best that both parties walk away and move on. And furthermore, I was just thinking about the whole dynamic between Tom and Darcy. If Tom is a man of his age, has never been married, doesn't have any kids, I don't know that Darcy's really the situation he needs to walk into, being that she has two young girls, you know, teenagers. Yeah, I don't know that that's the situation he should be walking into. He might want to walk into something that is not already established, you know, like someone he can marry and have kids with and all of that good stuff. So I don't know that the Darcy situation was ideal to begin with. And that's no fault of his or hers. I just think that they weren't necessarily compatible as far as their lifestyles and as far as their personality types.
I think that his friend Hammy said it all. So when his friend, he met his friend in New York on his last couple of days, and his friend is talking about like what happened, and he's saying, oh, it was the wrong type of love, and she shut the door on me. And then, oh, under his breath, in passing, oh, but I started seeing this other woman, and she found out. Well, she found out, and you didn't tell her. Yeah, I can see why she shut the door on your face. I thought that was super telling. And then when he said that Tom's nickname was Chameleon, I was like, that's super telling as well, because he said how Tom changes his mind every 5 seconds. And we saw that throughout the season. We saw that a few episodes back where he was like on his way to Connecticut saying that he loved Darcy. He was still in love with her. He wrote this letter. Then on the way back, he was like, oh, well, this is typical Darcy, and blaming her. So I was just like, you know what? Your friends are telling, right? And he even said that, like, his friend calls him out on his BS. And that was what I got from that whole moment. When we saw Darcy with her daughters, I thought that was important that her daughters were telling her not to apologize for the mistake she's done for in her dating pattern. And when they talked about like her being Barbie and like, where's your Ken? And she's like, I'm trying all of this stuff. I'm sorry. I just thought the roles were reversed. Like they were like the adults in that moment. And Darcy doesn't have to ever apologize for being herself, because if you think about the last three people that she's tried to date, they've literally used her. They've literally used her for fame and the 90-day franchise. And I think that that's sad. But the whole thing was telling for me. So I thought that this episode was really eye-opening.
Mm-hmm. Stacey?
I think we could have gotten more from them. I think we didn't get enough. That's all. I mean, we're only getting like 5 minutes every episode of Darcy and Tom just to keep them on the show. But I don't think, like Linda said, I think the daughters are kind of like the adults, and Darcy goes to them too for like, you know, her mm-hmm. relationships and stuff, and they know a lot, and they see their mom go through a lot, of course, and these guys are not good guys, so for her, not that they're not good guys, but for her, they're not compatible.
Agreed. All right, moving on to Avery and Ash. Okay, so I mean, Avery is basically just talking to Ash about what she learned from CN. And I just want to know you ladies' thoughts on how quickly she was to forgive Ash for things that we thought she would be super upset about, especially the whole lying about how long he was divorced. I mean, how long it took him to get divorced and everything like that. What were your thoughts on that? How quickly she took him back? Because usually she's kind of like, you know, she's pretty hard on him for the most part. I don't know.
I think that was weird. Yeah, go on. Sorry, Ashley.
No, that's okay, Stacey. Go ahead.
I just thought it was weird. Like you were saying, it's like she comes off like always. I feel like Ash is scared of her half the time. Like he's like, like I don't know what she's going to do next. Like I don't know what she's going to get mad at next. But I feel like it was really odd of how it flipped from, okay, just because you told me now. Like, you just have to communicate with me. Like, that's all. Yeah, it's weird. It doesn't make sense.
She is. Yeah. I just really would like some consistency, because I thought she was going to go off. I didn't know what was going on. And she was just super nice. I'm like, She doesn't keep that same energy throughout. So I think that's probably confusing him too. It's like, am I supposed to be honest? Can I lie now? Like,
I think the thing is, she's constantly looking for a loophole or a lie. She's looking to catch him in something. And in this situation in particular, she wasn't able to catch him in anything. His story checked out with what his ex-wife Sion said.
True.
So both stories align. And what can you say to that? He just didn't specify a time frame. He said a while ago. Mm-hmm. So it was it was a play on words. He said, we got divorced a while ago.
Yeah. I want to know if you guys think there's a good enough reason to stay with someone when you'll only see them like 3 months at a time. And they live in a different country, because that is what they decided on because Avery doesn't want Taj taken away from Ash. So is it worth it?
I think this is where most of their problems come from. Maybe why Avery's so like kind of drilling him and everything, because she doesn't really know him. So it's like you get to know someone with spending time with them, you know, going through issues with them, solving problems with them, all the drama, seeing how they, like when you live with someone, you find out a lot about them, you know, you find out a lot more than if you don't live with them. So this, what she wants, like not seeing him that much, I feel like it's not going to work with already how their dynamic is. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not going to work. So it doesn't make sense. That's what you're saying. Like, she's kind of contradicting herself a lot. Like, she wants to not see him, but then she wants to do. And then you want to trust him, but then you can't, don't spend time with him. It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. Linda?
For the first part, I think that the reason why Avery didn't go all crazy on Ash is because Sion told her about we've only been divorced for 1 year, and he was able to say, well, I said it was like some time ago, but he didn't give a specific time. So because she couldn't lock him down on a specific time, then she couldn't really go off on him like all the other things, because all the other things he's given very specifics, and she was able to come back to him with very specifics. And as far as, Taj moving to the US, she tried to approach him with that as well. And then when he talked about, well, like, I was just trying to stay positive, all of that, in my mind, I could see how she was just like, oh, you have no sense of reality. Like, you are constantly like making stuff up that you want to believe, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's true. And that's why I think she came up with the 3 month thing, because if she was really all in, she would be like, hey, you know what? We're trying to blend our families together. I've gone hardcore and asked you all these questions because I thought you were the one. But now you're going to settle for like, hey, come over for 3 months, stay the rest of the time in Australia, because she realizes that she's dealing with someone that's not dealing with reality. He's dealing with like his dream world, which is totally different, right? So come over 3 months of the year, we can have a party and have good times, have great sex, and like be lovey-dovey, and then you go back. But when it comes to, and she said it in this episode, where I'm filing for a K-1 visa, she doesn't see it happening. Do you see what I'm saying? So like I think in her mind, she resigned herself to seeing what this relationship was really about. And again, if we talk about the tell-all, we know where they end up. So that's how I see it.
Yeah, they're just not compatible. I think she's a lot more mature and ready for a serious like marriage relationship. And he's just like la la land.
Well, I think that she's open to the 3 month situation, because if we look at how the foundation of their relationship was built, it was built on them having a long distance situation. And she probably knows in her mind, it's not going to be like this forever. So I'm willing to sacrifice the first, you know, however many years they decide to do this 3 month situation, and for us to potentially be together full time, you know, in the next 3, 4, 5 years, you know. So I think that she's okay with it, because that precedent has already been set in their relationship.
Yeah, I don't agree with you. I get what you're saying. I don't agree with you, Ashley. I think that she had her aha moment, and her aha moment was like, this dude is not dealing with reality. When you're doing long distance before you guys actually spend time together, it's different. But when you spend time together and realize that dude's not living in the same planet as you, then yeah, hey, you know what? I'm good with 3 months, because I'll always be in the bubble. And if we want to talk about like where do they end up, we already know that they don't end up together. So we already know that she resigned herself to be like, hey, this is not going to work for me.
Right. But let's just say they did end up together. I'm going to play devil's advocate. Don't you think that with Avery's personality type and her, you know, she comes off like this strong, assertive woman. If you don't really want to rock with somebody, you really don't want to be with them, why would you even play games like a 3 month time frame? At that point, it's like, just walk away. There's no point in.
But I'm not saying that. I'm not saying she doesn't want to be with him. I think that they have sexual chemistry. I think she enjoys her his company. I think that, yeah, 3 months coming and hanging out and being in the bubble, having great sex, great times, great food, great drink. She's above that life, but she's not going to reserve her whole energy to it. She's going to be like, hey, come over, let's have a 3 month party and then you go back. That's how I see it. So why have a fight about that when you get the best of both worlds? You clearly are attracted to him, but you know that he's not long-term material. That happens all the time.
It's too much.
that's too much.
And that's why they don't end up together.
Okay. Let's move on.
So we're going to move on to Lisa and Usman, and I'm just going to jump right into this couple. You know, a lady texted him and said that she loves him, and he said it back. And when he got called out, he said, oh, thoughts. That was his response. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, what else do you expect? I don't know. Did you guys expect him to, like, not respond like that? He's a superstar over there, you guys.
Can I just say, when she called him local talent, I fell out. Like, I fell out. She's like, you're local talent. I was like, that oh, wow. Him. Wow.
He felt that. I know he felt that in his soul.
And when she said, like, she's played the game a lot longer than him. She knows that.
Yeah.
She said, you can't play a player.
Yeah.
He said he was doing her a favor.
I love that.
By marrying her.
And he knows it. Alex, he knows it. He knows he's doing her a favor. He's not only doing her a favor, because she is like, you know what's so crazy? A friend of mine that I will say remain nameless was like, she texted me and said, I hope that the world doesn't think that all American women are like that. And I was like, I don't think so, but because that has not been my experience, like, hanging out, and none of my American friends are like that. But because we had, like, Angela first, which we miss Angela, we love Angela compared to this, it just says a lot, right? So I was like, no, I hope that people don't think that, but maybe they do. And I wrote this in my notes. I think that she's just really crass, and I think that she is a bully. And I think she's a bully in all her relationships, and she's being a bully, and she's like 50 something plus, so there's no changing that. And when we get into news and gossip, you'll see what I mean by that. But what I thought was interesting is that when he said that he was doing her a favor by marrying her, he also said that by marrying her, he'll be able to come to the US, which at the end of the day, that's all he cares about, is coming to the US. And I know, Ashley, you talked about it a lot throughout the season. And he's mentioned it in the season as well. It's like, is it worth it? Is it worth the verbal abuse that you take on a daily basis in order to come to the US on this K-1 visa? Is it worth it? Like, let your music speak for itself. If you're going to be an international sensation, let your music speak for itself if it's that good. That's what I think.
You can find an American woman here that's nice to you and doesn't, like, tell you off every day that will bring you over here. That's a...
My thing to Usman is focus on the music. Focus on putting out a hit record. Give us a hot Afrobeats record. You will make it to the U.S. I promise. Leave these women alone. You're doing too much. You're going left when you should just be focused, centered on your music, putting out a hot song, and you will end up, like Linda said, coming to the US. Let your music speak for itself. You'll make it. There's plenty of artists who have made it from Nigeria and from other African countries, and are killing it right now. Afrobeats is one of the hottest and quickest growing music genres right now. So he needs to hop on the train and focus on his music, and then you will make it to the U.S. You don't have to deal with being verbally abused every day.
But this show is bringing so much attention to him too. Do you know what I mean?
But like, which is why he needs to just focus on the music, because he needs to have that catalog of music to back up this exposure that he's getting, right?
Otherwise, it's pointless. This isn't going to carry you forever.
Do you guys think he subconsciously like didn't tell her what documents she needed?
No. Okay,
first of all,
I have to say this. Like, her attitude about him not telling her what she needed, again, you all I know have traveled somewhere. You guys do your research and like, hey, this is where I want to go. I might check out this place, this place, this place. I mean, the internet is universal. So for her to blame him and not take any responsibility totally made me mad because like, hey, Lisa, you're the one that was married. So maybe you should look into what you need to bring when you're traveling, considering that your end goal was to get married. Who doesn't do that? Who doesn't do that? Who doesn't say, hey, what documents do I need to travel with go ahead.
She doesn't seem like the most responsible person though. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like he has his stuff more together than her, I feel like.
It's not even that she's not responsible. I think she just likes to be like the dictator. Like, I'm dictating this, and you guys make sure that it happens. And then when it doesn't happen, then I get to blame you rather than take responsibility for myself.
Yeah. We'll see how that plays out, too. She's a mess. And
she's the worst. She's the worst.
She went crazy on the tell-all, so we'll get to that. And I'm sure, do you have some of them in News and Gossip, right?
What's that?
Do you have any of them in News and Gossip?
Of course Usman, I do.
Okay, perfect. All right, moving on to Ed and Rosemarie. There's not much on them, but Rosemarie is gone. What are your thoughts? Is she gone?
Bye-bye.
Yes.
She's gone. Bravo and bye.
Snaps.
Yeah, and you know what? When I was watching this episode, I thought of you, Stacey, because when we talked about, and all of us, when we interviewed Ed on our show, for this show here specifically.
He played us.
Well, right. And we were all taken by how sincere he was. And then when he started crying on this episode like this, like waterworks, I was like, oh, he's a real actor. Like, he can make the waterfalls fly like that. And that's why he sucked us in. Like, he sucked us in. And Stacey, I thought of you because we talked about it. But, like, this fool literally was crying. Literally. Remember he's crying over his first wife? Now he's crying because he said that Rose was, like, his real love. And he was chasing love. And now it's all about his daughter. I was like, dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
28 years.
You need to be
heard.
Drama.
Yolanda. She is not giving up. She says that she's still in love with Williams. Really quick, what are your thoughts?
I have no thoughts. I don't know what to say. What do you say about that? Like, you're just looking at someone lie to themselves and doesn't want to accept the truth. You can't say anything. My advice to her kids, go ahead and put her on the plane to England. Put her on the plane and then
let her see
what she needs to see.
That whole theory that like maybe people will be dating computers like in the future, I feel like she's already there, like ahead of time. She's like literally from the movie Her. Like, this is our Yolanda is introducing us all to that. Like,
yeah,
are you over her?
What is there?
What was your question?
I said, are you over her?
Yeah, because I've been over her, like, and I cannot. So I have nothing for her. Good luck to you. And
good luck, Yolanda.
Fly over to England. Hope you find out what airport you're going to and realize that England is a whole country and there's not just one city. And good luck to you. That's all.
But let her go see. Let her go. Hop on that flight, Yolanda. Hop on it.
Bye.
Next is Stephanie and Erica. And I just have like a simple question. Was there a point in the meeting up? Did you get anything out of that meeting?
Listen, I'm not going to travel. And okay, so we all live in Los Angeles. We all know how traffic is. I'm not traveling 3 hours for a 10-minute conversation that could have been an email. That's all I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Gas is way too high for all that. All those games.
Yeah. And I just want to say one more thing. Once you talk to a parent, I feel like, about the situation and you like kind of like, really, I just can't be with this person anymore. There's no going back. It's over. So I'm like, oh, it's really, really over. When I saw her talking to her mom, I'm like, yeah, there's no going back. You'll never be able to live that down.
Nope.
they're not going to let it. Any parent, they're just not going to, unless you have a ring on your finger, maybe it's just like, oh, I got an argument with my husband or something. But a relationship? No, you're done.
No.
So that's when I knew it was over. And yeah, I don't feel bad for Stephanie. I feel bad for Erica, if anybody.
I just want to say how I love the relationship that Erica has with her parents. I think that it's really beautiful. And when her mom says that she has a beautiful soul and not let anyone like destroy that, I was just like, oh, Janine, you're awesome. Like your little whole family dynamic, I strive for that. Like where you guys just have like a really open relationship. Erica seems healthy and happy. And I think that Stephanie has some things to work on for sure.
Yes. And last couple so that Linda can get to the news and gossip is David and Lana. I just want to point out where the part where Lana is on the phone with her friend and she's at that restaurant and she's just basically like, I hope he brings a gift. He lives in Las Vegas. And she's just going on and on about what she can get out of it. And her friend says, did you meet him on that site? Which means, I mean, it's happened before. And she even said it, you know, she's met other people on that site. Is she here for just the money, ladies?
Yes.
His face.
It's a transaction between both of them. I mean, it's a business transaction. But you know what? I got to say, David is committed. All these other couples, LaLonda and David, at least they're committed. They want love. They will go to every ounce, like they will die for their partner. So you know what?
Right.
Props to that, because that's not around too much anymore. Sometimes they get a little stalkery, but
yeah.
Oh, boy.
He's there for
I think that David looked super pathetic in this episode. I usually feel bad for him, but he looked really pathetic, like just all of it. From A to Z, from start to finish, I was not feeling him at all. And I loved how they had
worse, like, David or Yolanda.
David, because he spent $300,000 on a love that was not real.
Okay. Yeah, I see that. That's a lot of money. That hurts more.
Listen, you can buy a house with that money. What do you think?
Yeah, truly. Okay, moving on to news and gossip, Linda. Yay.
All right, so let's try to get through a lot of this quickly as possible. First and foremost, as you guys know, we reported last week that Jeffrey was not specifically invited to the tell-all. So Jeffrey has decided that he is going to do his own tell-all, and he's going to, in his words, spill all the deets and tell all the truths. And Bree, if we can play that video, let me know if you're ready. If not, I will continue to talk.
Silence. I am ready to get the truth out there. I'm tired hearing all this backlash from people, hearing all the negativity, seeing all the negativity, all over nonsense. So guys, I'm going to dish it out. It's coming. Ah!
Perfect. So guys, are you going to be tuning in? Definitely let us know in the comments whether you're tuning in to Jeffrey's own personal tell-all. Thought it was funny that he was interviewing himself, didn't have an interviewer specifically. I mean, he clearly wants to make sure that his story is told. Moving on to Lisa. Lisa apologized for using the N-word, which I think is interesting because she never actually admitted that she said it. So for her to apologize in her own way, guys, let's play it and then we'll talk about it.
And to the ones who keep saying I'm racist, look, I used the wrong word. I apologize. It was on my post, but you guys just want to raw dog it to no end. So you go right ahead because now the truth will come out. Sorry, when the truth comes out. Don't come to me and apologize. Just guess what? Yeah.
So I don't know, guys. I'll say this. There's no excuse ever. There's no excuse ever. And Lisa, put your mask on properly and go sit in the corner and think about what you really said and realize how to apologize for it. Moving on. Lisa and Usman, I know that we talked about it before. Lisa and Usman, their wedding leaked, and I wanted to play a little bit about the wedding because as we move forward, I know that we're going to see a lot about it. So let's go ahead and play that clip. Yeah, let's cut it off in 30 seconds. Guys, I don't know what you guys think, but the wedding was something else. I think maybe it's the best that Lisa's ever looked ever on TV, in my opinion. Moving on, David. So I threw this meme up because it is literally how I feel about this season. It says the general reaction every time David tells a story about how he stalked an innocent Ukrainian girl across the entire Ukraine. And it says, that's so sad, which is exactly how I feel. That is so sad. Usman took to his Instagram to apologize to everyone for Lisa calling him the N-word, which I don't know how you guys feel about it, but I'll go ahead and read what he said. Hello, everyone. My name is Usman, a.k.a. Soldier Boy from 90 Day Fiancé. I got a lot of DMs from my fans and friends getting so much worry about the name I was called from Lisa, the N-word. First of all, I want to say sorry to all African-Americans, Black Americans, and to all my fans that feel bad and disgraced about that, and I'm sorry, and I promise you things are going to be better. Stay safe and just know that Soldier Boy loves you so much and I appreciate you. So
you shouldn't have to apologize.
First of all, okay, we don't have time for that, but guys, let us know in the comments what you think. First of all, you should never ever. That's all I have to say about that. Moving on to the next, Varya. I want to talk about Varya a little bit. So Varya took to her Instagram to talk about her relationship with Jeffrey and what we're going to see next week. And I guess he gives her an ultimatum is what we're deducing from all of this. So when I said, quote unquote, not yet, I didn't even suspect the unvoiced ultimatum. Oh, I spit on ultimatums. The fact is that my world is not black and white. It has many colors and many decisions and solutions, even from a deadlock. You just need a desire to find them. Yes, we do not have much time to live in different countries for years to occasionally see each other. And then yes, distance. And then, excuse me, guys, I have to continue on. Yes, distance is probably an issue. But there's also a life experience that stops from impulsive and rash acts. I was married. So was Jeffrey. Not once. Get that in your minds, guys. It's betrayal. I decided to be completely honest. And although due to some circumstances, we spent the last day of Jeffrey's Russian trip separately, I listened to my heart, not my mind, and told him, or rather wrote in the message, I love you for the very first time, and sent this video. This was our song, the one that we dedicated to each other even before we met in person. And it goes on for the full story. She's starting a YouTube page, yada, yada, yada. What did you get from that? Married in the past, Varya. Married in the past, Jeffrey. Will they be together in the future? I can tell you guys if you don't want me to just like spoil. I'm just going to tell you because that's what I do. They don't end up together. It's over. From the tell-all, it's over. He's with Mary and he's pursuing that as of today. That's where we are with those two. Moving on to Big Ed. So Starcasm.net is reporting that Big Ed has filed for bankruptcy. He's over $300,000 in debt. And so besides all of the allegations that are happening, I think that Big Ed's quote-unquote brand is falling apart. It's falling apart because he doesn't have the money that he clearly was pretending that he did have. And I don't know. I don't know, guys. I think it's all a big charade. Like, you can have a brand, but you better not have all these skeletons behind you because they will follow you. Moving on to David. The reason why I'm posting this is because I just think it's so sad. And I know that you guys heard me say that I thought that this was really pathetic. David posted him and Lana, and his caption is, "My first photo with Lana." And my thoughts were, "Your first and only photo with Lana, because she doesn't want to be with you. This is not real. And you better cherish this memory, because clearly you're getting your $300,000 worth." Moving on to baby girl Lisa. Baby girl Lisa is taking on Hollywood. She called out Steve Harvey. She called out Chrissy Teigen, a bunch of people. And she basically said, "Hate on baby. You just think you know well. Let me drop this to you." And I'm reading this way because she has no punctuation. And, you know, as a grammar person, it's really hard for me to try to, like, get through this, but I'm going to go ahead and get through this. "Hate on baby. You just think you know. Well, let me drop this to you. We are married and spelled A-N. You believe anything. So I'll say this." There's no period there. "I'll probably now apply for another show since my husband and I are the hottest couple globally. So thank you for your support." Lisa thinks that her and Usman are the hottest couple globally. I'm just going to drop that right there on your lap and move on. Moving on to House of 11, Darcy. Darcy's getting flack again for her Photoshop skills. I do think she looks amazing in this photo for some reason, whether it's her or not, whether it's Photoshopped or not. She's kind of giving me the Nicole, not Kidman, Nicole.
Richie. Nicole Richie.
Thank you. Yeah, she's totally giving me Nicole Richie vibes. And I think she looks amazing. So go ahead, Darcy. Live your best life. And if that gives you all the likes and brings all the merchandise and sales to your site, I am not mad at you. And that's what I have for you for news and gossip this week. Definitely make sure that you check out me and Ashley this Wednesday, 10 o'clock, where I'll have an extensive version. Ashley and I will bring you all the latest and greatest from all of this week.
Thank you. You guys, where can everyone find you?
You guys can find me on Instagram at Ms. Ashley Marie.
And you can find me all over we all go at the same time. You can find me on social media at Stacy_Olivas on Instagram and at 90 Fiance now.
Guys, you can find me all across social media at Linda So Girly. Keep sending me all your tips. We love you guys. I don't know if we have time for shout outs, but I would really love to do that. New Beginnings, you're so amazing. You guys on Instagram are sending me like such crazy stuff. I don't know if you saw, Stacy and I went live last week talking about all news and gossip. So make sure you're following 90 Day Fiance now for our next episode. That's all I have.
You can follow me all over at Hey Alex Bowers. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We really appreciate you, and we'll see you here next week.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.